Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling from my. I got a mailer.
Okay. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code in front of you?
Yes, 2311.
2311? I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You said
2311-3201.
Okay.
0027-9856.
9856. Just hold on 1 minute, please, here. And it's Carolina Family Foot Care?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second here. I'm just pulling up your file. And am I speaking with John?
Yes.
Hi, John. My name is Zach. And then is there a best number in case we get disconnected that I could reach back out to you on?
919-337-2158.
2158. Okay. And then I just want to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay? Still there, John?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so are you still on 122 North Main Street?
Yes.
And the billing city is, I can't pronounce that, is that Fuquay?
Fuquay Arena.
Fuquay Arena in North Carolina, 27526? And is there a good email address that I can reach you on?
Right now, no. It's just, if we're going to do business, maybe. But.
Okay, no problem. And then a good website is carolinafamilyfootdoctor.com? Foot care?
But don't email me there.
Oh, no, no. I'm just confirming the information that we have on file here.
Yes, that's my website.
Okay, great. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you just tell me what you're looking to do, I can. We have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we could be a good fit for you.
Yeah. See, I mean, I've had other mailers, and then every time I, you know, try to get more info, oftentimes it's very expensive loans.
Mm-hmm.
And then also sometimes it's just, oh, well, you don't qualify. You need to. Your business needs to make X amount per month, or you don't qualify. Or, you know, there's.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to waste time. Have I applied with you guys before? Do you show that?
No, I do not. Okay. Let me see here.
I already have one loan, which is one of those daily debit type of loans. It's for a small amount.
Is it just is it debit from your merchant sales every day, or?
No, it debits straight from the account. And,
okay.
Yeah, I don't want something that's going to take credit card receipts ahead of time. I'm not interested in any kind of loan like that.
Okay. That's just one option we have. We have, right. You know, several others as well.
Ideally, what I really want is a credit line.
Okay.
Something that's there that I can use with a reasonable type of payback options.
Okay. So who do you have your current working capital loan with?
It came through Can Capital, but it doesn't say that on the bank statement. I forget exactly what it says on there.
Okay, Can Cap. And then how much did you initially borrow from Can Cap?
That was $15,000.
Okay. And then where are you at on the payback? You almost done to paying that off? Or?
No, we just got that at the beginning of this month. They basically they gave me the first loan, and then after I got the first loan, they're like, oh, well, we've approved you for more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, if that was the case, why didn't you do that the first time?
Right.
So I'm trying to, you know, look for other options because I'm not trusting them. It's almost like a bait and switch. They give you a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they come back, oh, yeah, we got all this, but you got to use it within 40 days, stuff like
that. Oh, wow. That's sounds unusual.
Yeah, and it's like some companies, if you have one of those loans, they won't work with you. Some will pay that mm-hmm. off. Some will allow it to be there. So I just need to know what your rules are, what kind of loans you have.
Yeah, well, we could. An option there for you is to pay that off. So you would have a single payment. What exactly are you looking to do? I know, were you
just
for is expansion?
Credit line. I need a credit line to be here so I have some security. I don't have credit lines you know, we had a crash a while back. I don't need to bore you with the details, but I'm functioning without a credit line. And when I go to the regular banks, they say no.
Okay.
And I go to these other people, they're extremely expensive. So I'm just trying to get a credit line so when I have a slow month, I don't have to struggle, rob Peter to pay Paul.
Right.
Know, so I can get through the year with working capital to function better.
Okay. Is there a specific number that you're looking for as far as the credit is concerned? Or the credit line?
I mean, are you talking including this 15? I was looking for around 30. You know,
30.
We already got 15.
Okay.
So the 15 was used to pay stuff that I knew had to be paid, so I'm not sitting there with a cushion anymore.
Right.
If I take this other loan from these guys, that is like 22 extra. Then I'll be sitting there with a nice cushion.
Right. So the way that our working capital program works is the line of credit is we're able to lend off of your top line revenue 10 to 15%. Do you happen to know what you guys did last year as far as revenues are concerned?
We did around 380.
Okay. Okay. So that's definitely...
We don't have those tax returns. They're an extension. So the only other tax return I have is the year before, which was a lower year.
Okay. Just based off...
Go ahead.
Oh, please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just saying the previous year was the year Obamacare kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have a dip, and then we went back up last year.
And okay.
This year's not quite as high as last year, but it's not as low as the previous year. So we're kind of in between.
Okay, okay. Well, based off of the numbers that you have given me, we could definitely make, you know, the $30,000 available for you. Is there an immediate need for that, or is it...
Yes, I'd like to get it secured. We're almost into June now.
Okay, okay, okay. And then, you know, was there a specific term that you're looking for as well? We have terms that go anywhere from 6 months to 18 months, typically.
I mean, it really depends on the numbers. I mean, if it's a short payback and it's too expensive, I can't afford it. If it's a long payback and it's too expensive, I can't afford it. You know?
So someone right in the middle then.
I just need to see the numbers. It's like,
okay.
You guys always, you know what you can offer. It's like, no matter what I say, you're going to give me what you want to give me. It's like,
true.
I want the lowest amount of payback monthly and with the ability to pay it off early if I want to. It would be nice if I could only pay interest on what I drew. That would be nice, but I don't know that you have those products available.
Very similar products, and we do offer an early payback bonus as well. I believe it's 4% of the total balance if you wanted to pay off the loan early. So there's no penalty there for you. You're actually rewarded. As far as lines of credit go, we can get you approved for, you know, a specific amount. And then when you need money, when you need some capital, give us a call. We'll free that up for you. And then you can start paying us back on that. And we can just continue to do that. When you get in a crunch, we can just free up funds for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ideal situation. But I understand, you know, I've been through this process trying to get loans before, and it doesn't always work out that way. But I'm hopeful if you guys say you can do it, that you could do it.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple process, and it's actually pretty expedited as well. We have a one-page application. We would need to look at some bank statements. I know that you don't have this year's tax returns, so we look at the 2 years previous will work. And then, you know, any information that you have on the Can Capital loan, just the first page of those loan documents. And that will give us, the snapshot of the business that we need to make the best offer possible without, you know, creating a burden for you.
How many bank statements?
6 months of the most recent.
All right.
But you know what? I can just shoot you an email with the list of the things that we would need to look at. And we can go from there.
All right. Yeah, if you could do that, most of this I've already sent out to the previous group, so I should be able to get you all that pretty quick.
Sounds good. What would be the best email address to send you that list of documents?
Bella's 36, that's B as in boy, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, 36.
Okay.
At cs.com, C as in cat, S as in Sam.com.
Okay. John, I'll put together a list of items that we would require, and I'll have that over to you in about 10 to 15 minutes. While I do have you on the phone, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, it's just I'll just have to wait and see what you guys come up with.
Okay. And again,
I've been through this before, and there's been a lot of promises up front that don't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm not really, I don't really want to hear the sales pitch.
I understand.
If you can do the credit line like you said, that would be perfect for me.
I will do my darndest. I will do my darndest to see if we can do that for you, and I try to be as extremely transparent as possible. I'm not going to hide anything from you or anything like that. I know that those other companies can be deceptive with regards to that stuff. So I'm very straightforward, very transparent. And, you know, any questions that you have, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
All right. Thank you. I'll wait for your email.
Okay. It should be arriving in about 10 to 15 minutes here. And I appreciate your time today,
John.
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, John. Bye.